It's a free country, so he says exactly what he wants. Here's Gruber.
All the small things, true care, truth brings, I'll take.
Yes, for those that just can't take losing, it's going to be a tough, tough go for a while. I honestly believe that the fact that the headlines on the New York Times and the Washington Post are no collusion, no conspiracy, and there's no finding of obstruction of justice either. Let me read you this important part. I want to go back to this. If you've missed this, I've got the letter, of course, that William Barr, the Attorney General, wrote to Congress. Wrote to Lindsey Graham and Dianne Feinstein, Doug Collins, and Gerald Nadler. Nadler incapable of accepting this. The report in the special counsel noted, including his investigation, employed 19 lawyers, 40 FBI agents, 2,800 subpoenas, 500 search warrants, 230 orders for communication records, and talked to 500 witnesses. And as the report states, quote, the investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in its election interference activities. The report did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with Russian government in its activities. Later, in the same letter, the special counsel did not find that the Trump campaign or anyone associated with it conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in these efforts, despite multiple offers from Russian-affiliated individuals to assist the Trump campaign. Now, here's the only thing that the left is hanging their hat on, but it's pretty simple to get to. The left is grabbing on to a couple of sentences here under the obstruction of justice heading. The special counsel, therefore, did not draw a conclusion one way or the other as to whether the examined conduct constituted obstruction. The special counsel states that, quote, while this report does not conclude that the president committed a crime, it also does not exonerate him. Now, that's a complete punt by Bob Mueller. That is a complete farce. He is the prosecutor. It is his job to make the call. But he didn't. He punted because he doesn't have the evidence to create an obstruction of justice case. So he punts, but he puts it out there and he smears Trump. It's like a slight on the way out the door. But then William Barr and Rod Rosenstein did make the determination. They did make the determination. They said, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and I have concluded that the evidence developed during the special counsel's investigation is not sufficient to establish the president committed an obstruction of justice offense. Our determination was made without regard to and not based on the constitutional considerations that surround the indictment and criminal prosecution of a sitting president, simply meaning they didn't not prosecute because he's a sitting president. They didn't prosecute because they don't have anything to prosecute. In making this determination, we noted that the special counsel recognized, quote, the evidence does not establish that the president was involved in an underlying crime related to Russian election interference, end quote, and that, while not determinative, the absence of such evidence bears upon the president's intent with respect to obstruction. How can you obstruct justice when you didn't commit a crime, is the point. How can you obstruct justice from what? Obstructing them from finding the truth that you broke no laws and did nothing wrong and did not collude with Russians. That's the bottom line. And Democrats are still trying to hang on to four words. Does not exonerate him. Yes. Yes, this letter does exonerate the president. No obstruction of justice. No collusion. No conspiracy. Nothing. It's the biggest clean sweep walk-off home run I've ever seen. It's huge. They all know it. And there's no coming back from it. It's a terrible, terrible day for CNN and MSNBC and Rachel Maddow and Jake Tapper and Jim Acosta. Bad day for Jim. No question about it. In fact, let me go to Alan Dershowitz. Alan Dershowitz weighed in on this, the Harvard professor calling winners and losers on the Mueller report. While appearing yesterday on TV, bite number 12, Alan Dershowitz, go. Bite number
12. This is a good day for the president. It's a very, very bad day for CNN. I have to tell you, there should be hanging their head in shame when you think about how many people went out on a limb and predicted there would be indictments for obstruction, there would be indictments for collusion, there would be indictments for this and for that. They made it seem like it was an open and shut case, and they misinformed the American public. And they have to have some public accountability when you say things that turn out not to be true. Look, I've been vindicated. I've been saying this from day one and been criticized and condemned for simply doing a legal analysis that I think any reasonable, objective, nonpartisan lawyer would have done, would have come to the same conclusion I came to, and essentially the conclusion that was come to today by the Attorney General.
Terrible day for CNN. You ought to be embarrassed. Ought to be ashamed. I want to go back in time. I want to jump on the time machine real quickly again. And I want to go to Bite 13. It's Kellyanne Conway all the way back on July the 12th, 2017. She was appearing on Hannity. And here's what she said all the way back on the 12th of July, 2017. Bite 13, go.
This is to help all the people at home. What's the conclusion? Collusion? No, we don't have that yet. I see illusion and delusion. So just so we're clear, everyone, four words. Conclusion, collusion, no. Illusion, delusion, yes.
There you go. And she was right then. She's right now. But despite all of this, the Democrats, including Jerry and his Nadlers, can't quite seem to get it straight. They can't quite get it figured out. Bite 16. Here's what Jerry Nadler had to say after the complete exoneration and vindication of the president by the Mueller report and by William Barr, the attorney general. Here's what Nadler had to say. Bite 16, go.
But we know there was collusion. Why there's been no indictments, we don't know.
Go again.
But we know there was collusion. Why there's been no indictments, we don't know.
We do know. There's no evidence. No evidence to support such a far-fetched notion, Jerry. Knock yourself out. Do whatever you want to do. Hey, you and AOC and all the freshman class, I think you should go for impeachment. Knock yourselves out. I look forward to it. It'll give me something to talk about until Election Day when we get to declare Donald Trump president for another 4 years. 52 after on the Steve Gruber Show.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. Every Army National Guard member serves not only to protect the nation, but also their local communities, so they each have a stake in the security and well-being of the neighborhoods where they live and work. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. Since the early days of our republic, the Army National Guard has continued its timeless commitment to guarantee peace and security for all Americans, a proud legacy which has endured for nearly four centuries. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. Selfless service, it's what inspires the men and women of the Army National Guard to be part of something greater than themselves. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.